Alex, getting that Marcus Peters interception right off the bat, I mean, what does that do for you guys? Three plays into the game or whatever it was?
Yeah, I mean, anytime I think you're, you know, division game on the road, tough environment, and then to start the game we did, getting the interception, then driving down and getting a touchdown was big. Just to start fast, I think, like that as a team. Yeah, and then I think from there, just I think kind of kept the pedal down, kept the momentum going.
Were you any more confident, less confident, the same in the game plan going into the Denver game than you've been since you've been here?
You know, to be honest, I think looking back at our first game, we did a bunch of good things, moved the ball on them. It's a really good defense, and I think we had a lot of success. I think the key thing, you know, just the turnovers really killed us. You know, and in this game, certainly I think in the red zone, left some things there. Would love to have been a little better, and it probably wouldn't have been that close in the second half. But, you know, won the turnover battle and on the road and did the little things. There was a little lull there in the third quarter for us on offense, but, you know, made some plays there in the fourth quarter when it mattered. They're good. They're good. And at home with the noise, the front gets after the passer. They're good on the back end. They're veteran. They know routes. They see things well. You know, you really have to be on it as far as timing and execution goes in the pass game. Certainly felt like we did leave some things out there, especially with Jeremy. I felt like there were some opportunities I had looking at the stuff that, you know, could have gone there more.
Minnesota's, the first Denver game. Would you like to have some of those back?
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's obvious. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't work that way. I mean, of course. It's hard for me to respond to that. Yeah, of course we would. But the bottom line is we put ourselves in the hole we put ourselves in. We're at where we're at right now. It was a big win for us. There's a lot of football left. You know, and for us to enjoy this and turn around here to San Diego. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've seen a – I mean, for three quarters there, that was – I mean, to be sitting there watching it on the sidelines was really, really impressive. I mean, maybe one of the best defensive performances in a long time. I think they, you know, got some touchdowns there in the second – I mean, in the fourth with, you know, just kind of a cleanup time. But, I mean, to get the turnover, just to be that dominant, to get pressure, giving us great field position the entire game was – it was really, really impressive.
And I know you're trying to score a touchdown every time.
Yeah.
But early on, like, you're watching your defense play and you kind of get a sense of stuff. Do you just say, hey, let's make sure we're taking care of
it? There's a fine line there for sure. No, it is there. I think as a quarterback, that's where as you get good, you got to be opportunistic at times. And you got to recognize when you got the good look. And like you're saying, though, if it's gray, if it's cloudy, yeah, there is a time there with the way the game was going that you aren't forcing it. But, you know, the ball there to Albert at the end of half is the one that jumps out to me. I'm having a chance there. You know, we're just missing it. It's a bang-bang play. We're just off a little bit. But, you know, it changes the game even more.
Alex, do you have a chance to talk to Manning after the game?
Just quick. You know, it's tough. I know him well. But obviously after a game like that, their loss, it's tough.
Yeah. How much a part of you was starting to feel bad for him? I mean, given that defensive performance.
Not much of me, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's, you know, hands down maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, maybe the greatest. But they're the Denver Broncos. I mean, I'm not feeling sorry for them by any means, any one of them. Nope, trying to get it when it's out there game time. You're trying to get it every single snap. Yeah.
To finally beat them as a team, what kind of feeling is it for you guys?
A little bit. I mean, especially I think that, you know, the second week, you know, the first game against them, you know, it felt like we had that game won and let it slip away at our place. And then here to go on the road, you know, they're 7-1 team and we're 3-5 and to come in and play the way we did. It was they're the champs, you know, and you're trying to take them out and, you know, they're the target right now.
Ever that when you've got a team?
You know, personnel-wise, you're comfortable. They haven't had a ton of turnover the last few years. But scheme-wise, certainly, new with Wade this year. But there was more film on them. You know, when we played them early, there wasn't a ton of film when you're playing them week two. There's that unknown there, and especially on a short week, you're kind of going in, and it's tough to prepare. Felt good. We had a great week of practice. The intensity was high all week. Felt like we had a really good plan, a good grasp of what we were doing.
Coach,